Praise 103.9, Philly's Inspiration Station, home of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, NECTN for CeCe McGee on this Father's Day weekend. And I call her the little more Jesus, Erica Campbell. I have her on the line right now. Hey.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Enjoying your song, enjoying the ministry through song.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored. I'm so happy and excited that people love the song. Gosh, I don't know what to say.
Well, the reason why we have you on the phone is because you wanted to talk about Praise at Six Flags Great Adventure, right?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I mean, anytime we get a chance to come to an amusement park, I automatically know I get to wear tennis shoes, so I get to have a whole lot of fun. And, you know, people are in a different frame of mind. They come with a praise. They come to have a good time. They're, you know what I mean? They came to an amusement park, you know what I mean, to be lifted. And you know, even though it's called an amusement park, it's going to be an inspirational evening, and we're going to bless God on that day.
All right. No stilettos?
No, I don't think we got – the Spirit ain't saying stilettos. God ain't leading me in that way.
He ain't leading you that way, huh? Okay. Well, everybody's excited about it, and it's going to be you and your sister, Tina.
Yes, she will be there.
Okay, and what are we to expect?
Well, you know, we're going to do a little bit of Shackles and a little bit of Go Get It, and, you know, we're going to bless the people, and the people going to bless us, and hopefully God will be glorified, and we're going to have a good time.
Are you going to do a little more Jesus?
Yeah, you know what? I got to do a little more Jesus. I can't help but do that song.
That's right. That's right. We're going to be looking forward to it. Are you bringing your kids?
You know, no, I don't think I'm going to bring the kids.
Okay.
We don't need a churn at home.
Right, because it's work for you.
Yes, it's definitely work for us. Actually, it's funny because after Mary Mary finishes, then Erica Campbell has to go to Virginia because Erica Campbell has an additional date. So I'm kind of double booking myself these days.
I hear you. Great, great. So what does Father's Day mean to your side of the Campbell family?
Wow. Father's Day means celebrating the strength of the family, celebrating my dad, who I saw up praying at 5 a.m. in the morning. And though, you know, we didn't have a perfect house, we had a house that loved God. Mm. And I saw my daddy pray, and I know that me and all my sisters were covered and kept because of the power of prayer. So that's what I love to celebrate about my dad, his humor, his strength, his, you know, everything that he is. And actually keep us in your prayers. We just found out he has stage 4 cancer. So me and all my sisters and our husbands and our kids are all driving about 5 hours from L.A. to go visit him. Mm. But we believe that God is a healer. So we're going to celebrate him and love on him and expect great things from God.
Amen. He is well able to do it. And we as a family of Christ, we're going to bind ourselves together and hold you all up and hold them up in prayer as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Because I know that's a challenging thing. But you know what? God is able.
Yes, he is.
I've seen him do it more.
I've seen him do it.
Yes, I've seen
that's
him
Kirk,
do it. Yes,
Kirk Carr said, I've seen him do
I've
it.
I've seen him do it. Yes, indeed. And I got a plug in Ty. He said if he did it before,
he'll do it again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. Now, you have all sisters. You don't have any brothers?
I have one brother who is my eldest who just moved back to L.A., and I am too thrilled to have him here with us.
Oh, great, great, great. Okay. Well, Erica, thank you so much for your time. Love you so much, and you enjoy your day.
You too. I love you back.
All right. We're back with more. Stay close.